This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Light always stands for the Lord. Light always stands for truth. Light always stands for knowledge. Darkness always stands for sin, for evil, for ignorance. And isn't it interesting if we could bring that first verse 6 up again, verse 6 that says this, if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. God is light, and in him is light. Light is the one thing, just as a little scientific observation here, and I'm not a scientist, believe me, but light is the only thing I know of in the universe that's not contaminated by that which it touches. Anybody ever drank bad water, tainted water that was contaminated and you got sick? Water comes in contact with contaminated substance, it's affected by it. Air becomes contaminated. When the air we breathe can be contaminated with particulates and chemicals that can literally burn our lungs and do damage. But light is the one thing that can be shown on the most hideous scene in the world, and it's untouched. Light is pure. And that's the symbol that's used of the Lord. God is light, in him there is no darkness. And when we claim to have fellowship with him, verse 6 says, and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. I want to tell you a story to illustrate verse 6 that's a little over the top. It's a very strong story, but I guarantee you, you'll remember it. You won't forget this story. And I realize the woman that I'm going to talk about was probably had some mental issues that are beyond the norm. But here's the story, because it's a true story told by a Christian counselor. This counselor, who he didn't advertise himself as a Christian counselor. He said, I'm a counselor who happens to be a Christian. A woman came to him one day, and she just happened to mention, not knowing that he was a believer, that she was very involved with her church and very faithful, worshiped the Lord very experientially and very demonstratively every Sunday morning. And he said, that's great. I'm a believer in Christ, and that's really going to help our counseling together because it shows that we'll have a common foundation and footing. And she said, great. Through the course of counseling with this woman, here's what he found out was going on in her life. Every Sunday morning, she was worshiping the Lord, very expressive in her worship, very devout in her worship. But she said, every Sunday night, I go to a local motel where I meet the husband of one of my best friends. And the counselor said, time out, I want to get this straight. You go to church every Sunday and you worship the Lord, but then you're telling me that every Sunday night you go to a local motel where you meet the husband of one of your best friends. And he said, do you have any problems with that? Is there any conflict in your soul about that? And he said, this is exactly what she said. I believe the Lord deserves at least part of my day on Sunday. I believe the Lord deserves at least part of my day on Sunday. Now, granted, I'm sure there was a lot going on there that you and I, neither one of us, know about. But you know what? It's a dramatic example of what can go on in your life and in my life where we claim to be walking in the light, but privately we're walking in the darkness. Do you remember when I quoted Steve Brown, who's a minister on the radio from Key Biscayne, Florida? He said the hardest thing about being a minister for him was watching people he knew slip back into the darkness. Wow, I love that. The hardest thing about being in the ministry was watching people slip back into the darkness. I knew instantly what he meant, is to see people you love and people you care about slip back into the spiritual darkness, because God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And if we claim to walk in the light and yet walk in darkness, we lie. And the truth is not in us.
Well, tune in tomorrow on Cross Hope to hear a continuation of this message on Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.